Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe around our itty-bitty tiny planet and what we can look for in our island skies. As usual, we connect with Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. For this week's Stargazer, Saturn will be visible near the constellation of Scorpius before it begins to set in the west around about 10:54 p.m. Now, our moon is waning this week, which means, of course, a return of dark skies here in the islands towards the end of the week. Perfect for stargazing.
And now this week we have something very exciting on our Discovery platform, and that is something about dogs in space. Christopher, what's going on up there?
That's right. Woof, woof. We have a fascinating discovery from Mauna Kea this week. It's from the Subaru Observatory, and as you said, it's the discovery of dogs in space.
Now, we're not talking about anyone's favorite dogs like a golden retriever or a collie or a lab or something like that.
No, very different. In fact, what we are talking about is dust-obscured galaxies, or dogs for short. These are far-off cities of stars that we are unable to see in visible light because they are obscured by huge clouds of gas and dust.
What's a device we use for this?
So the astronomers at Subaru are using the new Hyper Suprime Cam attached to the scope. This is a new instrument that can see in infrared. By using infrared, we can see through the thick clouds surrounding the galaxy. In many ways, it's similar to how firefighters use infrared to detect people trapped in thick clouds of smoke in burning buildings.
Is this device the only one of its kind up there on the Mauna Kea summit?
There are actually a few telescopes that can see in infrared up on Mauna Kea, but Hyper Suprime Cam is the latest high-tech instrument to be deployed, and at the moment, there's nothing quite like it.
And so how many dogs did this device discover?
A whole kennel's worth. Around 48 dogs were found hiding out there in the dark reaches of space.
And so each one of these would be equipped with its own unique black hole at the center?
They absolutely do, yeah. It is one of the reasons astronomers wanted to study these mysterious objects is because they contain rapidly growing black holes at their centers. By studying these space dogs, we can better understand the evolution of galaxies and how black holes form.
And Christopher, any chance that another discovery up there will have the right letter combination that it can be cats in space?
I always hope so.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You're very welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next time for Stargazer.